Teaching is, essentially, making someone see something. Teaching is, essentially, making someone see something. Not imagine, mind you, but actually see. With their eyes. The hardest thing to do in a world where people spend all their times in their heads. Nothing to see there. I had this flash of insight this morning. What D. Harv Eker says is true, and yet not useful. He says, when something is not working, there is something you don't see. And people don't know where to look, how to look to actually see what they don't see. So my idea is that if you tell someone, this successful guy sees something that you don't see, and that is why he is productive. Or, a good card player, chess player sees stuff that less good players don't see. They look at the same board and they see something that is visible to you and yet you don't see it. This happens everywhere, all the time. Let's say I have four people in a workshop. All hear the same thing, but some actually really hears it, i.e. seeing what I'm saying, and the rest don't. I have a student who has, recently, started to see. For a whole year she saw nothing. Not a darn thing. I have interacted with her more than with others. She paid for it. She was hopeless. I called her a moron, or her actions moronic more than I have called anyone ever before. She hung in there. Took the abuse like a man. And finally. Eventually something broke. And in areas where it mattered, she started to hear, she started to see. And things have started to work in her life. Mind you, it took a lot of work. She did the last three challenges diligently. She did the 67 steps coaching. Then she got ill and got healed. Asked me to heal her husband. And I made her accountable for what her husband eats. It took all that. And probably even things I don't even know about. Given what I am saying above, really. The only way to get tree of life knowledge is feel you need it. Because you don't want what you don't need, you don't want what you can do well without. Of course well is up for grabs, but let's not digress. And, of course, most things you do based on what you know. And when you don't know how to do something, or what to do, you are stumped. You don't know that you could see something that is right in front of you, and yet you don't see it. Why? Because what you know, mind knowledge, shows up and dominates your cone of vision. And likely what you don't see is slightly on the side. And doesn't look important or relevant. I just had an experience. The story. Because the interest in mindset coaching, spiritual growth has been dying in the world, I saw the writing on the wall, unless I switch focus on what people still need and want, emphasis on the want, I'll be out of business, out on the street. My worst nightmare. So I shifted my focus to healing. Yeah, but. I needed to strengthen some abilities there. The ability to sustain my attention and the energy for longer than a minute at a time. And the ability to see beyond my health measurements report. This second one I didn't see. Source did, but the bastard didn't tell me. If Source were a person I would be kicking him in the shin, maybe in the balls. I am tongue-in-cheek, but having to be accountable is hard. Hard for anyone. Darn and one more darn. Anyway, side note here, there are no messages from the beyond that are words. And if and when you get any guidance, it is nonverbal, and it is up to you to interpret it clearly. So all the f***ing channelers out there, they are frauds, liars, and shysters. And those who believe them are moronic. Anyway, I found out, that the health measurements do not indicate, or not clearly, what is normally considered by the client as the main complaint. Why is the liver not happy? Why is the client's cell hydration so low? Also, why can't they taste their food? Why are they tired? Lots of conditions do not show up directly. And additional information is needed so I can correctly identify the source of the troubles. Here are some examples. 1. Client has no feeling in his sexual organs. Found 3 contributing factors. Diet that is clogging the arteries. Sedentary lifestyle, and, wait for it. Nerve toxins in the food. Restaurant food. Darn, right? 2. Client has high blood sugar level, low cell hydration, and he is tired, wants to nap all the time. I have regaled this issue in an article, was it yesterday? The blood sugar medication nearly killed his insulin-producing cells. And the diet suggested by the medical doctor was making it worse by adding preservatives to his diet. He is almost well now, but boy, it was quite a head-scratcher. 3. Client has symptoms of tiredness, no or low energy, headaches, irritable bowel syndrome. Her health measurements show almost perfect health. Foodless to the rescue, she is gluten intolerant, can't process sugars properly because of preservatives. We shall see if she can get better just from the food list, which is very restrictive for now. Food lists can be medicinal, or normal. Hers is medicinal for now. What you can't see. More often than not, what you need to see but you don't can be seen when someone points it out to you. That someone can be anyone. The 5 interview questions exercise can be invaluable if you want to see something about yourself that you haven't seen. It's happened to me quite a lot. Back in high school, someone told me that I was a liar. Then again a boyfriend some 10 years later. And then again another 30 years later. This one finally landed. And I have decided to not lie anymore. I am slow. Oops. I had a lot of friends back in Hungary. Then doing the 5 questions exercise, someone said what they like about me is that I am fun. For myself I had been smart. Or stupid. But fun? So I started to pay attention. I was reminded of this today when I read the Monday Morning Memo by Ray Williams. He says that entertainment is the currency that will buy you the time and attention of a too busy public. Information is the medicine they need, but entertainment, wit, charm, enchantment, are the spoonfuls of sugar that help the medicine go down. I assume entertaining and fun mean the same thing. Source agrees. So let's hope I am still fun. Lol. Dash. Coaches, teachers and healers are the worst clients. I have refunded purchases of coaches, teachers and healers more often than I like to think of. Why? To be either, you need to rely entirely on accepted tree of knowledge, and argue with anything and anyone who don't agree. Incorrigible. No better. I don't need an unhappy customer spread bad word about me. So I nip it in the bud. And refund their purchase. And just so you know, they are sicker than normal people. The prevailing knowledge about food, supplements, health in the world has a truth value of 1%, meaning 99% untrue, making you sick. And, of course, people whose entire occupation is based on telling people how smart they are, they won't allow you to change their minds. If you argue with my recommendations, or do things at cross purposes with my recommendation, I drop you like a bug. I don't like bugs. This is how I roll. I don't argue. It is not in my nature. Anyway, now that I know what I know, which is a lot more than what I knew a week ago, I am awaiting more challenges. The more the merrier. So send your friends, family who have complaints. I'll do my darn best to expand what I can identify and thus help you with. Get your health measurements. https://yourvibe.me/health